The Jay Hood Podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I say amen, I
shot, no shot. Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen, I should.
Good morning and welcome into the Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. This is a Deal Breakers Thursday powered by SEO Level Up. We'll get to that coming up at 8:35, but first, shot or no shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be... Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the Points Bet app. Lightning Bet, same game parlays like tonight on Thursday Night Football. What a night. Come home, have a good steak, some broccoli, a glass of bourbon, and a same game parlay for dessert. That is a fun night tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you drinking the bourbon with the brown bag, or are you going to take the bag off this time?
I'm going to take the bag off this time because your wife brought me the Crown Royal bag. Not the crown, but the bag.
Yes.
And I'll put my bourbon into the bag, the bottle.
I used to keep my weed in a Crown Royal bag.
It's good for a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah.
And you put your coins in there if you'd like. Change.
Can.
If you don't have a transponder, you put that, you get your toll money and put it in there.
Use it as a jewelry bag.
Absolutely.
Throw your watch in there.
Yeah.
Your ring.
Pens. Pencils.
I didn't say good morning to Secretary yet. I was trying to let him get a little extra rest.
Now. He's saying good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Secretary.
You smell the crown bag.
You're spry and up early.
If you feed a horse Crown Royal, it comes out of the chute quicker.
It does.
Apparently, that's the case.
You don't even need to lead the course to Crown Royal. It gets there itself. And it drinks.
Let's say good morning to Snorling Rock and Roll. Let's go.
Good morning, fellas. I want to start with Justin Fields, who we just had some fun at the expense of Coach Eberflus. Eberflus told us he's sick. No official word whether he'll play. He is expected to. We'll learn more at practice today. But so... quiet quitting has been a thing this year where people go to work, they do the bare minimum so that they can continue to collect a paycheck. Shot or no shot, the Bears are quiet tanking.
No, I would say no shot to that, Cap. I think it's pretty apparent what the Bears are doing. Now, I'll tell you what, there is a difference between what the Texans are doing and what the Bears are doing. Like, we know the Bears just don't have any talent, and we know that with the Texans, there's nothing there either. But, I mean, it's pretty clear.
Both teams play hard.
Yeah. The Texans play hard. Their defense plays pretty hard.
Yeah, they battled Dallas last week.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get it done, but they battled. He went for it on fourth down, got stopped, and then Dallas went down and scored. But his rationale was, we're up three. We kick a field goal, we're up six. I think that's what it was. And it's not enough. If they get a touchdown, they beat us.
You know what? On second thought, when I think about that question, I don't know if there's anyone that is overtly tanking in the NFL, unless I'm missing it.
Players and coaches do not tank. I was trying to...
Now, hold on. We've seen this now. We saw this with the Jaguars when they were trying to tank against us a few years ago.
I think that was at the direction of the then general manager.
Yes,
they wanted Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, I understand. But, I mean, that's overtly tanking. Look at this league. Is anyone trying to do this on purpose?
I don't think so. I just think the Bears picked their lane, traded away their players. They're just a bad team.
A quiet tank is, what would you say,
what
Shay?
What lane would you say they picked, Cap? The tank lane?
No, not the tank lane. The rebuild lane where we're going to take all the dead cap money this year, over $93 million. They didn't tank. They just said, we're not replacing those guys right now. We'll coach these guys up as hard as we can, find out what we've got, and then start making our moves.
I understand the question, Shay. Quiet tanking.
Like, isn't there a difference for you, Hoodie? Tanking to not trying to win. There's a difference.
Like, Houston is not trying to win. I think that qualifies as tanking. Denver, who currently holds the number 2 pick and will give it to Seattle, is not tanking. They're just terrible.
Just bad.
Right.
And the Bears are in that same, in the category of tanking. Because here's how you know, because they got rid of the talent. There's a reason why. Would you consider that a quiet tank?
It's actually a loud one. But yeah, I mean, when you trade Roquan, when you trade Robert Quinn, I think that was where they didn't come out and go, "We're going in the tank." But the actions kind of told us.
If you were tanking, you would not play Justin. Justin would sit the rest of the year.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
You would say, you know what? We've seen enough. Our quarterback is good. We got our guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're done for the year. And Peterman, get out there. Guarantee we lose those four games.
That is true.
They're not doing that. So that, for me, is not a tank. It's just not trying to win.
Okay, that's fair. I'll ride with you on that.
But make sure you get your season ticket holder.
Right, exactly. Shay.
I have a question from our favorite category, Bears free agency. Matt Eberflus' defense were at their best when they could pressure the quarterback from the interior of the defensive line. DeForest Buckner was that guy for the Colts with Eberflus. But the Bears don't have that player. So shot or no shot, a pass-rushing defensive tackle should be priority one in free agency.
A pass-rushing defensive tackle.
I'm going to stick with what I've been saying the last few weeks. I want protection for Justin first.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie. I want a left tackle and then move Braxton over to right.
Yeah.
Like, get the best veteran left tackle I can get, like the Dolphins got Teron Armstead, that type of guy. And then I want a three technique that helps stop the freaking run, and then I can work on my edges.
See, I have to be consistent with this, Shay, because I don't want the tape to come back where one week I say they need to have a pass rush, and that's the more priority. The next week I say they need offensive line help. I'm right on both ends.
They need it all.
But I'm going to be consistent and say I want protection for Justin Fields first, offensive line help. If that's Orlando Brown, that's Orlando Brown or someone else. But that's important to me to make sure that he's protected. Yes, I know it's about defense. I know it's about trying to find weapons for Justin, but I want the protection around him first. Shay.
Per reporting from Gordon Wittenmeyer, the Chicago Cubs got no further in talking with Carlos Correa than outlining parameters for a potential offer. That means the Cubs never actually submitted an offer to Carlos Correa. Shot or no shot? This is pathetic.
Oh, that's a shot. And the Wittenmeyer piece, won't read it all, Cap, but that first, you know, this is why Wittenmeyer is one of the best we have in the city right now.
Mm-hmm. He's outstanding.
That guy should be in the front of the page on the Chicago Tribune.
Yep.
Writing about City Hall or writing about the Chicago, whatever he wants to, he's brilliant. Dansby Swanson or bust. That's where the Cubs offseason has landed after 179 losses the past 2 years and just as many promises to spend and compete again next season. That's a powerful opening line right there. 179 losses. That stands out big. It is pathetic. There's no question about that. Especially when the owner says, go ahead. You got the green light. There's some ownership that doesn't give you the green light. Openly.
Agreed. Now, do I think a 13-year deal would have ended well? Probably not. But the fact that this is a guy you have openly liked since he was a high school kid, thought you were going to draft him and he was off the board, and you don't even make an offer? Like, the Twins made a rational 10 for 285.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take it. That's fine. If I had heard the Cubs were at 10 for 285, I would have gone, okay. You got outbid. That's fine. Didn't even make an offer?
Nope. With money.
That's disappointing.
I know Jed Hoyer's smart enough to know that you just can't say, well, at 285, I can get three players. This is not 5 or 10 years ago, right?
The point Cap just made, though, it actually makes it so much clearer even for me, because you have this piece in the Wittenmeyer article where they say they talked about parameters. You don't think the Twins also had that conversation and they still submitted a 10 for 285 that they thought fit within those parameters? So if the Cubs had that same conversation and were given 10 285 in there and they didn't offer that?
That's my point. If you just... Eventually, he's going to have to talk to us, to the media. Eventually, the question is, why did you not make an offer on Correa? Well, I'm not going to get into that. Well, why would you not at least be at the level of the Minnesota Twins and just say, folks, we made a really good offer to Carlos. It was below what he got. We felt comfortable with our offer, and that was the level we were willing to go to. people are going to say you're cheap anyway if you don't get the guy. You could have offered whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at least make an offer.
Yes.
So you're telling me you had zero interest, and why'd you even waste your time talking parameters? Why even waste your time?
You know what, Cap? The other thing that I think about with this, and this is for Rick Hahn or for Jed Hoyer, don't you have a wish list? What's on your wish list? What do you want? I mean, you know the free agency when it's coming down the pike, right? You know. So what do you want?
I want some sweet Jordans for the holidays.
Not you, pal.
Oh.
I don't mean you. I
thought you meant me.
I said Jed or Rick Hahn. Don't you have a wish list of free agents that you'd want? You have it. As a Cub fan, you know what you want. You knew free agency was coming. Yeah, we're not good now, but boy, when free agency comes, we can get this and this and this. And
I
this
thought how much they it would spend. Get. I truly thought they were going to get one of the four shortstops. Now, if they get Dansby Swanson, nice player. Mm-hmm. He's a good leader. He checks a lot of boxes. Let me give you a name. I was talking to Michael Cerami last night from Bleacher Nation.
Yep.
He gave me a name, and I did a deep dive on his numbers. Justin Turner, everyone's like, he's old. Who wants him? Do you know what he hit in the second half in July, August, September? Mm-hmm. 348 with a 425 OBP and a 152 weighted runs created plus.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I not give him a two-year deal? Come play third base for me. I'll put Dansby Swanson at short. I'll move Nico Horner over to second. I don't care who you play at first. Put Patrick Wisdom there. I got Suzuki, Bellinger, Happ. Go get me a decent catcher to back up Yan Gomes.
And let's go.
That's at least a competitive team I'm putting on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get that.
All fans want to see is if you are you trying.
Try.
Yeah.
Just try.
Calgary Flames sweater just walked by the way.
Yeah, Shea has dropped the ball on that. We want to have a game.
I'll admit it. We'll talk about it in the new year, Cap. Let's not program the show on the air, but we'll talk
check
about
off
it in
the boxes of jerseys
we'll talk about
or
it in
logos.
The new year. We'll come up with something to give away. We'll make it a thing.
So jerseys and logos that we see walking by every morning. Yeah, that was a Calgary Flames sweater.
That lady went by with the Patriots gear on again.
Every morning. Shay.
All right, boys. TLC, which once stood for the Learning Channel, but now focuses more on reality programming, is debuting a brand new show straight out of 30 Rock called MILF Manor.
Oh, lock me in.
Life has given me some curveballs. I think it's my time to find love.
I was married for 14 years. I want to get a chance to do me a little.
Young men have much more energy. They think out of the box. I want that.
Especially in the bedroom.
I am in this amazing, beautiful mansion here in Mexico. This is a perfect place to find love.
Welcome to the villa. You're about to embark on a dating experience like none other. Let's go!
I have an extremely high libido. Is that too much, Shane? I have an extremely high libido. Should I just have said high libido?
Ladies, where's all the men at?
I'm ready to connect with somebody who doesn't really care how old I am.
I'm just looking to have fun.
Here we go.
What the hell?
It just got real.
They teased a big twist at the end there that shocked everybody. They showed only the lower body of all the men who will be competing to end up with these moms, these MILFs, at the end of the show. Shot or no shot? The big twist teased at the end, the male contestants are their sons.
Ha, 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 ha. That would be great, actually. That'd be a great twist.
I'm going to say you're close, Snorling. The twist is that one of the guys is one of the lady's sons.
I just think that'd be awesome. Now, one of those MILFs, by the way, I mean, she might have a high libido. She also has an
extremely high.
Extremely high libido. But she also has an extremely high penchant to smoke cigarettes. My God, you hear her?
I have a very extremely high libido.
Right.
Oh, I love a sexy man.
Get out of here, Grandma. God almighty. Your voice can't be more gravelly than mine.
We'll be inseparable.
They should have done this like The Bachelor. It's just Zach Wilson and then all the MILFs.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't, obviously, I've not seen the trailer. We just heard it just there, but
I've seen it.
But whoever is talking like that, I mean,
she's actually attractive, too.
But not with that voice. Sorry. Gargling with razor blades? No, thank you.
Here's my voice box from all of the cigarettes I've smoked.
I mean, seriously.
Like, what the?
Extremely high libido and also extremely high tolerance for tobacco.
Jesus.
Wow.
No. On a guy, fine, because it has charm, right? On a guy.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's fine. Wolfman Jack. That's
I'm him. Lyle Dean.
Something like that, right?
Right.
On a woman? No. That sounded like that, man. God.
Top or bottom, honey?
How about the door?
Yeah, leaf.
How about that?
Coming up next. Is there a stage in life where you run out of holiday cheer? Hun, we're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Shay, did we get a winner for the Legends of Basketball Showcase?
We did. One moment. It was Paul and Mantino.
Paul and Mantino. He recognizes that we have deal breakers at 8:35 every single Thursday.
That people were calling it, oh, is that hoodwinked? No.
Come on, man.
That's Tuesday.
It's award-winning deal breakers, right?
Well, not yet. But
8:35, powered by SEO Level Up right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
SEOLevelUp.com. Ask for the great Tommy Seilheimer.
You know, this is really on brand for our executive producer, Shay Norling, but I think we need to mention this for those that are going through a tough time here during the holidays. Is there a stage in life where you run out of holiday cheer? I think before we get there, we need to be able to identify what holiday cheer is. What, Cap, if I say holiday cheer, you think?
I think just a festive, you know, like I was doing my walk yesterday in the nasty weather.
Yep.
The lights are up. I see people with the red Starbucks cups, and I went into a couple of stores to look at something, and it just felt like a festive time of year.
Now, for some, I would agree with you when you see downtown and you see the lights on the light posts and you see how it's festive down here in downtown Chicago, I'm sure in your neighborhood as well, where people have the lights up and they have Christmas trees. But I think for some, Cap, I think for some, holiday cheer is about spending money. So, Shay, you tell me. You were telling us earlier that you had some issues with holiday cheer. Now, what is that attached to?
Well, Hoodie, I think there comes a time, like when you're a kid, the holidays is all about receiving. You get gifts. You see your family. You have a great time. You get to a certain age where it becomes about giving, and giving feels good, but it also costs money. And my wife and I went to Costco the other day. We did some grocery shopping, and in addition to that, we knocked out some of the Christmas list.
Yeah.
We spent over $500. I'm out of holiday cheer. I'm angry. I'm stressed out. I'm annoyed. I think I've hit a point in life where you have to provide for so many people. And it does. It feels good. You take care of the people in your life that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so expensive.
Yes.
That it creates stress in my life.
So, because of so many different gifts you have to give. And who's going to get them?
Right. And you have to think about what you're going to get for people, because unlike Cap, I don't just get people gift cards. I think about things. I get people personal items that they could use or might really like and enjoy.
First of all, I haven't given any gift cards recently. I happen to say to you that, oh, I got you this sweater. Okay. Now I got to go return the sweater because I probably don't like... Like, I have different tastes than people.
Yes, on the high end.
Not the high end.
It's don't
like
do that.
How, like, the color. Like, most people would not wear the jacket I'm wearing today.
Right. The Olsen rug you're wearing today.
I love this.
Yes.
And I got it.
My dog sleeps on something like
that. Would you stop? That's a good jacket, actually.
This is a brand new jacket.
Yes.
I like this a lot. And I'll wear it on TV today. I like it.
Yes.
It's not for everybody. I get it. So if you bought me some moribund charcoal-colored sweater, I'm going to be like, yeah, thanks. Now I got to go back to the store. Yeah, can I, do you have the receipt? No. I don't. It's mm-hmm. in this box. All right. We'll give you a store credit, but we won't give you the money. Well, you don't have anything I want here. So it's a pain in the ass. If you just bought me a gift card and wrote a really nice card, you mean a lot to me. Thanks for being a friend or whatever you say.
Yes.
Go F yourself. Here's your gift card. I could get what I wanted. That was my point.
But he, I understand because that way you can get whatever you want, Cap. So I understand your point there because you have a very high-end taste when it comes to clothes. You're on television, after all, and YouTube. It doesn't do much for you on Twitch, but just the other two platforms, right. Yes.
I don't need the high-end clothes on TV in three weeks. Two weeks from Friday.
You'll find a way back on there. You'll keep buying clothes because you'll be back on television. You can't help yourself. You'll find a way. I've been reading.
I don't need the attention. The camera. Very good being right here with you. Have the rest of my day.
You know we're recording, right?
No. Oh. He's working where now?
Wait a minute. There's a place for spotlight and attention. Didn't need it.
As Waddle called me the other day walking down the hall. He's like, "What's up, moth?" There's a light there.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to say that about Trace Armstrong. He's always in front of the camera. It's like, "You didn't really make any plays today." Yes, but I have some thoughts on the Bears.
Right.
Trace, get out of the way. Like,
let someone else.
Yeah, some other guys we want to talk. Erlacher. We talked to somebody else. Like, somebody else, right? It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but here's the thing, and I understand, Shay. The holiday cheer can zap you if you feel like at the end, man, I put my whole Christmas cheer on a credit card. That can be difficult.
Right, because then you wake up January the 2nd and Snorling goes, "Hey, we got $7,000 in charges here. How are we paying this?"
Well, this is what I think, you know, dry January where people go sober for the month?
Yes.
They do it because they can't afford to drink because the holidays lightened their wallet so much. That's my theory. I am at a point where, like, we put the tree up, we put the lights up, we start listening to holiday music, everything feels nice and cheery, and now I walk in the house and I just see it and I feel the lightness in my wallet.
Let me ask you a question. My wife is a very accomplished baker. I don't mean like she buys the tube of stuff and cuts them and puts them in the oven. No, she makes everything from scratch. She makes like 15 different kinds of cookies. You've tried them.
Yes.
Banana chocolate chip muffins and breads, all this. And then she makes trays for all her employees and people in her life. And she will put it takes her, you can't imagine how many days and hours she's baking and putting these together with ribbons and this and that. I think that's an awesome gift.
Absolutely.
To give to someone.
Absolutely.
And it's from the heart.
Mm-hmm. So the heart, it's from her heart and soul because she's doing it herself.
Correct.
Now, does that bother you while she's baking, while you're trying to watch TV, the moving around of the rolling pin? Does that bother you while you're trying to watch TV?
No, but it's the Christmas music playing on the Sonos. Okay, Mindy, I don't really need to hear Mariah Carey sing that song again 4 billion times. I'm trying. I got a same game parlay.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Can we please put the volume for the game on? I had that discussion the other day. Can't you just watch the game with the mute button on?
No.
Exactly.
It's
right.
It's not a sports bar.
Correct.
Especially when you're in your own home.
Correct.
Yes.
I'll just go in the basement.
What kind of home are you in? She's just trying to get things going here. She's, you know, she's making stuff and she's doing her cooking. And you're... I got Memphis on the money line. Can you keep it down?
They're talking about halftime. I need to make an adjustment on my play. Can you stop cutting dough for a minute?
She got the mixer going.
Right. And then she'll say, "Could you come try these cookies here? I got these three out of the oven." I'm on soda. No! I can't. Get them away.
I can just see it now. You're trying to watch the Bulls game. There it is. Patrick Williams in the lane. I can't hear the game. Sounds like a construction press in your play. You just want peace, Cap, right?
Correct.
Want peace and quiet. Can't get it.
Can't get it.
That's why you come here.
That's it.
So you can act out.
Correct.
AD in Naperville on ESPN 1000. All right, AD.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Hoodie. How are you guys?
got the mixer going. Sorry, we're making cookies.
Cookies are really good, though.
Thank you. AD, what's happening?
Hey, how are you? You know, I just want to say, you know, I love your show, and, you know, it's been a while since I called in. I remember last time I spoke to you guys, I talked to you about my father. He was having Alzheimer's and dementia, and actually, 2.5 months ago, he passed away.
Oh, our deepest sympathies.
Sorry to hear that.
Brother and I dealt with that with our mom. It's rough.
And I just want to comment on, like you guys mentioned, on, you know, the festive season, and I agree totally. It's hard on the wallet, but you know, this year it's been tough on me personally because he was like my best friend, and it's been rough. And I you know, he loved your show. I mean, me and him were like avid listeners. You know, Cap and Hoodie, we loved you guys. You guys made us laugh in the morning. We used to go to work, and you know, it's been tough, and that's why I've been kind of missing in action for the last 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. And you know, you guys are great. I just have one request. One day, I hope, you know, I pray one day I get to meet both of you guys and have the honor to sit down with you guys and have a beer one day and just laugh with you guys. You know, that'd be a dream come true, like a Christmas gift come true, actually, for me personally and for my dad.
Let's get it done, you know, man.
You know, you guys are amazing.
We're out and about, so let's get it done.
Absolutely. Especially in 23. Our calendar's starting to fill up a little bit.
Yep.
So let's do that.
Happy holidays to you, AD.
AD, all the best to you and your family. And coming up, we'll have Deal Breakers. You never know what's going to happen on Deal Breakers. Find out next on Cap and J-Hood.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's the case of the
wrong
MILF
show.
It's not People's Court?
It is not. It's called Deal Breakers, a Snorling Productions production.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Brought to you by SEO Level Up. Call our guy Tommy Seilheimer. You need to get some search engine optimization, a website design, an app design. They're the best in the industry. SEO Level Up.
Here's Shay Norling.
I tell you about SEO Level.
Yes, you did. Yes. It's a fine product. Yes.
I didn't write this down, but now I want to ask it. Would you go on MILF Manor? This fits perfectly in Deal Breakers. If somebody reached out to you like a talent scout and said, Jonathan, we want you on MILF Manor. Are you going on that show?
For the good of this show, yes, I would. Yes, I would. For the bit, of course I would. Sup, honey? How are you? Nice voice. Is that coming to ladies?
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I am exceptionally high, libido.
Yes, I would. Would you go on there for the good of the show? For good karma? Would you do it?
Hell yeah, if I was single. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I think we all would. Danny would do it for the bit as well.
No question.
Just because it'd just be funny.
It'd be great.
Snorling.
All right, you have a long-term girlfriend, and you live with a roommate who also is in a long-term relationship. He bought his girlfriend an engagement ring, and he hides it in your things so she won't find it. Through some happenstance, your girlfriend finds it and assumes it's for her. Before you can say anything, she tells you yes, she will marry you. How do you get out of this, or do you just go with the bit?
You know what? Not a deal breaker. I would explain to her, that's not for you. Sorry.
Correct. Hon, I care about you deeply. I'm not at that point yet. That was Jonathan's. I hid it in my room for him.
Yeah. You know what? You just say it. It sounds like a great sitcom bit from 1985.
Right.
Something on Three's Company or something like that. But you know what? Here's the thing, Cap. You just have to be pretty much transparent. Like, you know what? That's not for you. And hon, if I was going to ask you to marry me, it'd be a much bigger ring.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Snorling's ring.
Jonathan's
ring is. If that's for them, we're at a much higher level.
Of course. I'd work much harder to get you a much better rock. How about that? Say something smooth like that.
We'll get there someday.
Yes. But you know what? I got to work toward it. Hey, you and I are working as a common goal to try to get there, but I want to get you something much better than that. I mean, Rick has got a nice ring, but not what I'm going to get you.
I mean, good for Michelle if that's what she wants, but you're going to get a much nicer ring.
Absolutely. Bigger.
What would do you think that the woman would stay with you? If she says, yes, I'll marry you, and then you answer, oh, honey, sorry. It's tough. I wasn't there yet. I wasn't ready to propose.
Yeah. If she's in love with you, she's going to stay. If that is a deal breaker, get out. You're not the person for me anyway.
I saw the ring. Oh, honey. Yes. Yes to what?
That's not yours.
Okay. I appreciate you wanting to spend the rest of your life with me, but let me ask. And let me get you something a lot better than that.
Correct. And we're just not at that stage yet.
Yes.
I'm not ready to make a lifetime commitment.
It's good to know that you are, though.
Yes.
You crazy nut.
Correct. Right? You don't get pressured into the rest of your life. Well, I'm going to break up with you then. Then get out. Here's a garbage bag. Put your crap in and get out.
Oh, jeez. Holy cow. How about that, Jay?
Something.
The way you do it.
Get the hell out of here. Pack the bags. You thought that was for you? Get out.
Get out.
That's right. Funny.
Get out, Shay.
All right, boys. Your girlfriend tells you she's gotten a new job in Los Angeles working as an assistant to her favorite actor, but she wants you to drive her out there. As you're passing through Phoenix, she starts praying that she meets the actor she wants to work for, tells you there's no job yet, but she was, quote, manifesting it. How do you react to this?
She's a lunatic, and I will drop her off somewhere safe. I'm gone. See you later.
So she was just trying to see what you would do, ultimately? You say manifesting it, meaning...
She's going to get the job.
She's trying to will the job into existence. It doesn't even exist.
See, these are these Hollywood people, right?
She's a nut job.
She's just the feeling like, oh, if I go to Hollywood, for sure, they're going to read my script, or for sure I'm going to go there to be an actor or actress, right? Manifesting it means, like, willing it into the existence. You drove all that way, and then nothing really happened?
Nut job.
If I'm balling the budget, I'm really pissed off, right? We don't really have the money for this, and we went all in for this, and you don't really have anything lined up, I'd be really upset.
And you're driving her from Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd be really upset.
Yeah.
Get through Phoenix. She tells you it's not even a real job.
You know what? That's why God made El Segundo.
Yep. Get out.
There you go. It's like, see you later. Drop you off in the ocean. That's what I would do.
Get out.
Hey, you know what? I got to fill up. Let me get some gas. Here, you want to go into the bathroom? Okay.
Gone. All her stuff is piled up by the pump.
Can you go get us some snacks, honey?
I'd leave her at the Texaco. That's what I would do. How about that, JC? Leave her at the Texaco.
I'm thinking more like Buc-ee's.
Well, Buc-ee's, the gas station?
Yeah, the gas station.
Oh, well, at least there's a million cars there. Sure, Buc-ee's works. Sure, absolutely.
And nice bathrooms in there.
Yeah, I would probably take her to, like, the Red Roof Inn.
Hmm.
Walk it. Yeah, I need to get a room for two nights. I'm paying cash.
Yeah.
Here's two nights. Figure it out. I'm gone. Good luck to you with the rest of your life. You're an idiot. I'm gone.
All right, we have more deal breakers and still to come. Coming up at 9 o'clock, don't forget... Festivus for the rest of us.
And did I tell you Deal Breakers brought to you by SEO Level Up and the great Tommy Sound?
Yeah, yes, you did say that, yes.
Making sure.
You don't recall saying that?
I don't.
Okay. So 9 o'clock, we'll have Festivus. So an opportunity for you to call in with your grievances about our show. So stay by your listening device. 9 o'clock, that's when you call in. The lines will be open for you.
Yep, I got a flak jacket on.
Do you?
Body armor, the whole deal.
All right, Festivus coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll hope that you can be part of that. And Deal Breakers, part two, next. But Danny's going to put money in your pocket first on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap, J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Jay. Chicago's home for sports.
Jerks.
With more Deal Breakers, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, you marry a woman... and her 19-year-old son moves into the house with her. He's not in school, and he's down on his luck, working odd jobs for beer money, not doing much else. The only rule you've set for him is he can't party in your house. But one day, you walk in, you get home early, catch him in the act with a girl in the living room. He's begging you, don't tell mom. What do you do?
Oh, I don't tell mom. Good. But in the same time, here's the deal. I'm going to tell mom. But you're going to get more than just an odd job for beer money. How about that?
Correct.
That's the deal. Now, don't tell mom that you were smashing someone on the couch. But at the same time, you're going to go out and get a real job and not beer money with Luke Stuckmeyer. You're actually going to get a real job.
Beer money with Luke Stuckmeyer.
Right?
Luke and Kelly Krull hosted beer money.
Right? You're going to do more than just that.
Agreed.
Right?
Here's the deal. I got no problem at your having your fun with a young lady. That's awesome. I was that age, too. Enjoy. You will get a real job. You will go back to college. You will make something of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go find somewhere else to live.
Fair.
That's it.
Fair to say. So, not a deal breaker. And yeah, you don't want me to tell mom? Fine. Fine. I'm eventually tell her.
A friend of mine, literally, his 18th birthday, hadn't applied to colleges, nothing. He said his dad woke him up in the morning. Hey, come down here. I want to give you your birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
He got up, sleepy. He's 18, comes down. Here's your birthday present. He opened it up. He said there was $500 in there. He said, happy birthday. You're 18. Get out. Kicked him out.
Yeah.
You're not going to make something yourself? Good luck. Go find another place to live. And kicked him out of the house. He's now a vice president of a company.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Sometimes
he said it was a wake-up call.
Sometimes you need a little push, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So not a deal breaker for me, but there's a negotiation, as always, Shay. All right, what's next?
Got to put them in their place. Your partner who you live with and provide for has been in, quote, school for 3 years working to earn a law degree. You propose to them. They say yes. And a few months later, you find out they haven't been in school at all. There are no transcripts or graduation date. They've been spending their days living off your money and hanging around the house playing video games. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I go get checked because I'm an idiot. If they've been around spending my money and playing video games every day and telling me they're in school, then I'm a moron and have my head buried in the sand.
Because it may not be every day, but every once in a while they're asking, so how are you doing in school? Any report cards? Anything you want to have emailed or sent to me?
Do you ever do any... Well, I don't know if you'd get... If Michelle was in school, she wouldn't be sending you her report cards, but you would see her on her laptop writing a paper or, hey, I've got class presentation tomorrow. We can't go out tonight. Like nothing for
right.
3 years. If you didn't pick up on it, she's a lying, deceitful person.
Yes.
So the relationship's over. But you better look in the mirror and realize you're an idiot, too.
You believed and everything was going to be fine. And then come to find out. Every time she said she was going to Starbucks to do her paperwork, she really was going out to the bars and the restaurants.
Correct. Deal breaker.
No question, that's a deal breaker, my friend.
I'm out.
No question. We're not married yet, but we're engaged, correct?
Engaged, yeah.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's no. Tough to call off an engagement, isn't it?
Nope.
I've done it.
Nope. Not difficult.
Not
I know.
Good.
I know that at the and during that time, Shay, I'm sure you're looking for places to get married and what kind of cake are we going to get and the registry and all that. Hey, man, you could get all that done before you say I do. You could say, hey, I found this out for you. All this is cut. Sorry. Seriously, because
you might lose the deposit on the venue.
You know what? I'll take that versus 10 or 20 years of someone who's probably going to keep lying to me year after year after year. Right? You go into the marriage with a lie.
It's a lot cheaper to do it now, as painful as it might be.
Yeah.
Than to be going through a divorce and all the other stuff that goes with that. Snorling.
That's deal breakers, fellas.
Today is National Cupcake Day. What's your favorite cupcake, Cap?
That would be probably a chocolate cupcake with filling inside, like the little, like, like the Hostess cupcake, but like a real gourmet style one. I haven't had a good cupcake in
years, right?
Years.
Yeah. I think that it's funny. You and I are on the same page with that. I think that's the best cupcake. Some would say vanilla frosting with sprinkles on it or whatever.
That's
like the
more
chocolate
of a donut.
I mean, got a picture here of a with vanilla on top. The that's
that
nice.
That does look pretty good.
Yeah, I just think that I would prefer the chocolate.
Yeah, I would like the chocolate cupcake with like either chocolate or vanilla like inside and a little bit of frosting on the top.
Yes.
Like chocolate icing on a chocolate cupcake and inside like the like what's inside a Hostess cupcake.
Sure.
The
filling
white
that's in the inside. Yeah, the filling's in the inside. Absolutely.
That be it.
Also, today is National Regifting Day. I find it interesting that it's today. It wouldn't be toward the latter part of December. Regifting now? It's the 15th of December.
Right, because you're going to give it for a Christmas gift.
I just think that's interesting.
Remember that in old school when he gives the, what was the appliance snarling in old school?
I've not seen old school.
Okay. Don't you dare ever come at me about pop culture and being on top. You've never seen old school?
I think I've seen parts of it when I was in college. I've never sat down and watched it.
My God, it's one of the great movies of all time.
All right, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
As always, any movie, and again, it's not like Cap's seen a lot of movies, but any movie he thinks is great is the greatest ones of all time.
What do you think its score is on Rotten Tomatoes?
32%.
What's Rotten Tomatoes? Coming up will be Festivus. Now, Shay, explain to the people what Festivus is.
Here's what we're going to do. We have open lines.
Yep.
Callers will get 30 seconds uninterrupted. They get to air their grievances at the two of you. Whatever you want to say, don't get too personal. You can't swear. But whatever you want to say to these guys about their takes on the radio the past year, fair game.
Yeah.
30 uninterrupted seconds to air your grievances.
All right. So is the air of grievances called Festivus? Call in now.
And by the way, 86% for old school. Take that.
What did Rex Reed say about it? 312.
He's dead.
Is he? 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. A chance for you to air your grievances. We do that in 2 minutes on Cap and J Hood.